Blog Talk Radio.
Get you to sing a song with me. Do you feel like singing a little bit? Now, what I'm going to try to do, now I know we've got a lot of good singers out there. So we're going to split this right down the middle. So on the right side, you're going to say, rock me. On the left side, you're going to say, all night long. All right? Did you hear me?
Yes, that was me, that was me. I just wanted to come in like gangbusters, see if I could throw you off guard, catch you in the middle. All of that in a bag of chips. But guess what, y'all? This is Uncle Bill Radio. This is Uncle Bill. And guess what? I will. Well, again, as I keep saying over and over again, this is a wonderful month for the city of Dallas, South Dallas, and the Proud Park to begin getting Christmas dollars together, because this month alone is the largest attendance season of any other event that we have or ever had in the city of Dallas. The Proud Park is a monument to diversity and growth, I should say, because we've come a long way, baby. You know, some of the people in the Fair Park now have been making a great living for a long, long time. So So just think about some of the events that they have out there. Everything is not like in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and stuff like that now. So, yeah, we've progressed quite a bit. And with the help of Mr. Dynamic Al Wash, who looks like we're going to continue for a few more years. So, you know, yeah, the Grammy Preview game, one of the biggest games here that, you know, everybody that don't come go to the game, but, you know, a lot of them spend dollars trying to win teddy bears and stuff. And, of course, they ride that wonderful Ferris wheel along with a large number of other rides and entertainment. So, you know, it's all about family unity and friendship and getting together. And of late, you know, it's been quite peaceful, you know. So let's get it on, y'all. And guess what? Those were just two of the big three this year. Because DART, oh, man, they so inclusive now that they have the trains coming from all around. And pretty soon, y'all, we're going to be having pretty close to Fair Park, in the Fair Park, through trains. Yeah, you know, it's on and popping. So just look for growth and even more growth. Because as I say in my leaving this evening, it just looks like it's growing more and more. And City of Dallas has it up for sale. I just hope some good owners get a hold to it and try to figure out what to do with it, how to share some of the joy, and, you know, just keep it progressively growing. Yeah, y'all don't hear me. If I had the money, I'd be done bought it already. Because, you know, it takes a little patience to make it grow to the truisms that it could be. Because, you know, if you realize that you can't have all the money, you'll open up the doors and let other folk understand what's really going on. So be that as it may, this year alone, that I believe that the Fair Park is going to do wonders. I will be a major advertiser for the fair this year, and I've already started. We're working on some ad copy right now to do like Marvin Gaye said, let's get it on. And as I said, Mr. Al Wash gets through over there, you know. You know, great things are happening, y'all. Great things are happening. You know, as long as you have a great idea and believability, you can accomplish a lot of different things with a little help from your friends. So with that being said, I'm going to get back to my normal stuff. I just wanted to shock y'all with a little B.B. King because, you know, as always, he was one of a large segment of singers that came through here a whole lot. And, you know, there will never be another B.B. King. I don't care how many people have tried and everything else. He had no match. He had no match. I got to see him a lot up close and in person. Yes. Yes, Uncle Billy can say that. I was at a lot of his shows. Didn't get to see the full show sometimes, but it was fun trying. Let's see if we can start off with it. Because, you know, if we try to start off differently, it does not work properly. So let's get inclusive and get back to the drawing board. Know what I'm saying, y'all? Yeah. You know, let's see if we can start with a little LaShawn Pace, y'all. You know, it's a leak in this old building, and y'all know it. I don't know what you're holding it for. You been there before.
And my soul has got to lose.
hit you like a ton of bricks. Because you know it's a leak in this building, but you just don't know where it comes from. That's all it is. That's all it is. Soon as you find out, you're going to do something about it. See, I know it. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, just keep me posted. So when you find out, you'll know what to do. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't deal with the leaks, y'all. We can't. Oh, Lord. I'd almost lost contact. I'm looking at my screen, and my screen wasn't blinking. When it ain't blinking, it's really not there. But continue in our wonderful evening of acknowledgement of the major three players that's pulling off these marvelous Fair Park events and the Grambling Prairie View game and all of that in a bag of chips. Y'all, we just, golly, we got to figure out what's next, you know, because we need to start having more functions that's more, you know, tolerable for the family unit. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking earlier that we could start having some type of parties or dances, you know. I say that for the school kids, you know, bring your father to the dance thing, something like that. That's on the table in the very near future. Because, you know, a lot of fathers stay at home and let the mother and daughter go out and mother and the son go out and all of that there. And they stay at home and watch football game. We got to break that up, y'all. We got to take the family. Either go and see the game, or go out and do something together. That's the reason I'm so glad that we have the State Fair of Texas and wonderful people like ALW Enterprises, Mr. Al Wash. So, you know, and you can't leave Dart out. Remember that, because they'll get you there. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to worry about driving. Having fun either. So they will get you there and get you back too. So let's work this out and then let's call in and ask about other things that's family oriented and let's see if we can make it happen. That's what it's all about. You know, like if we don't know what you want, we can't get to you and ask you what you want, call in, tell us. And let us know what's going on that you like so that we can bring it back. You know what I'm saying? Or y'all will go out there and have a great time, and then you won't write a letter of recognition saying that you love the celebration or the party or the event or nothing else. You just hope it's going to happen again. We don't know until you tell us, you know, how much you enjoyed it. And so let's move on. Let's move on. Tonight's show, again, y'all, is in honor of State Fair of Texas, ALWE, and DART. And we just celebrating that they came together at a great and wonderful time. And they will be telling you about some of the different events that's going on in the fair through my websites, Ask Uncle Billy. welcome to UncleBillysWorld.com and UncleBillysNewRenaissance.com. Yeah, radio, and pretty soon we're going to have some streaming on different channels and just everything, y'all. We just got to get the word out to you all, see how much you like it, and see what you're going to do about it. We need to get some of the information from you all about what to do and how to do it, when would be the best time to do it. So keep hope alive. And, you know, you got to have a little faith. And you know who I'm going to bring up next. You know who it is. Also, it's about time we recognize some of the people that brought all of this energy to us by telling us to keep the faith and be in the middle of the mix instead of at the end, not doing nothing. Yeah, so, you know, let's get it on. Let's get it on. It's on and popping. Y'all know who it is.
Job. Christian said,
tell me about it.
Like I said last night, the only time Success comes before work is in the dictionary, partner. My daddy told me that when I was a little bit of boy. I didn't understand it. And I even told him so. Daddy, I'm 9 years old. I don't understand that what you're saying. I thought I was going to automatically be successful. You know, my dad had been in the Army, and he loved his hats. I guess that's where I got that from. I don't know. I wouldn't wear hats for a long while. You know, big naturals came in. You know, afros with the comb in your pocket. And either one, the pick or the comb. You know, you had one of them big throws like I did. Till the sun came out and the grease got to melting and fading your hair out. You know, go do a blowout kit on your hair. And, man, but, you know, old age bought about a chain. Found out I was going to be just like my daddy, bald in the top. I had a hole in my nature. But all of that is just to let you know that, say, man, woman, child, dog, praying without putting forth an effort is really not putting forth an effort. You know, you got to help. You got to help yourself. You got to be motivated enough to fight for what you want and get what you want. And you get a lot of help once you help yourself, you know. So let's get it on. I know y'all want to hear Marvin Gaye, but no, what y'all going to hear tonight is just the types of songs that you heard last night, because it brings the facts to you a little lighter, not a little better than the blues sometimes, but, you know, even when you just listen to some of the things that some people done went through song, it begins to rejuvenate you, and that's all I'm trying to do. Some of you people down there in Bonton, living in those homes that's been there for years and years, and you're scared to ask for help, or you're too proud to ask for help, they got home assistance available. I talked with a guy yesterday from CTD Restoration, and I don't know it for a fact, but I hope I get some great response from him, because I know for a fact, if he was from Dallas, he'd know where to go. He'd know where to go and offer his condolences to some of those dead builders down there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Some of them dilapidated. But, you know, anybody that's got purpose and doing some of that exploratory financial planning, would have help, you know, hope for someone like CTD. So I'm trying to bring people together as best I can. Haven't spoken to them yet, but you know what I just said. Prayer without work ain't gonna work. So, you know, and I put out a prayer to them last night and talked with the guy, and he liked what I was saying. So hopefully we can get you all some help. Not only just in South Dallas, but all over the world, all over wherever they go, wherever you are. So, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, he can do something. So let's get together and go for a walk in the park. And with that being said, and I don't know, I guess by saying it, Lord have mercy, I done pulled it up here just by, I guess, saying it a whole lot, but I've been mentioning prayer, and guess what? That's what I want to hear now. Pray for me, you know, because, man, I'm trying to bring some ideas and some new movements to the world of marketing and advertising by putting some of our high-classified businesses in the spotlight for a few months. Maybe a couple of years, or maybe a lifetime. But either way, you know, because some of these legacies that's being left ain't going to be there. I'll holler. Hold on. Pray for me.
Young and restless. Stretch out your
time for me to tell you all that, a lot of your prayers and thoughts are coming true for the simple reason, right after October's run is over with for the fire and everything, you know, where like 23rd of October is when it's over, you know, you'll be done with to the football game, some of the football games, because, you know, November, December brings on other games, and then also New Year's brings in a game that used to be Texas and Oklahoma. But it's an even better game now because Mr. Al Wash has that too. And during those times that seems as though nothing is happening, there will be a lot happening. ALW Entertainment will be bringing in the gospel praise tour, the praise festival tour, and a lot of other things. So, you know, it'll be something happening. Yes, it'll still be at the Great State Fair, you know, like the music hall at Fair Park, where if you drop a pin in there while singing is going on, you can hear it, you know, all of that kind of stuff. It got some seats in there that's unbelievable. You know, you can hear every sound going on, even if you're way in the back, way in the top. It don't matter. You know, that's called a singer's paradise. But suffice it to say, there's a lot going to be going on. We're going to keep up with it through ALW Entertainment on Welcome to UncleBillysWorld.com, UncleBillysNewRenaissance.com, and we are in the process of putting together a couple of more websites because ALW Entertainment is very large, y'all, and they're growing every day because you need them, and when you ask for what you want, we can get it. So just keep checking out the pages, the websites at welcome to UncleBillysWorld.com and UncleBillysNewRenaissance.com. And picture this, very soon there'll be a couple of more groups beginning here in Dallas concerning the Bundtong reunion. I know you all haven't heard a lot about it, but it's been going on for over 20 years, and it's a wonderful event. The reason you don't hear about it from the mega news people, the main, what I used to call them, mainstream news people, is that there's nothing violent happening. There's nothing but good going on. And so we got to give these young fellas that's been doing it for almost 20 years a wonderful hand of applause for carrying it on, carrying the torch through, and now, you know, they moved Turner's Court, they moved Rose Terrace, and they've been buying and selling homes down in that area for a long while. But it's still Bundtong. And so now that it's opened up for a new audience, we got to make sure that the historic part of Bundtong stays intact. Because, man, it's tradition. It's tradition. It's a wonderful place to grow up. I grew up in Bundtong. I am so pleased that I was telling some young ladies one day that, you know, I wish my son could grow up in that kind of atmosphere. Well, he's 15 now, so I would still prefer him growing up in a neighborhood that's just like some of the black schools and everything else, because it will teach you a lot about your own history and you'll live it. Yeah, that's what I like about it. You'll live it because you will get questioned about your history in Bundtong just standing on the corner watching all the folk go by. So with that being said, y'all, we're going to try something else, and what I wanted to try, I lost already because I'm going to tell you, I'm getting old, but when I rose this morning, I I'm back rejuvenated, y'all. I talked about it for a minute, and now I'm in it. Because I feel good all over, y'all. So let's get back into the mix. Y'all know I ain't got 5 more minutes. So I'm gonna have to get off this hour because I done got so pumped up. I want to do 2 more hours. But I ain't going to do it. I'm just going to go on. Get off, eat me some dinner, and call it a night. So y'all just keep on keeping on, because y'all already made my day. I'd like to thank Mr. Al Wash, ALW Enterprises, DART, the best mode of transportation in the world, because if you need a train, they got you. If you need a bus, they got you. If you need paratransit, they got you. You know, that's the one that picked me up, y'all. You know, from door to door, you know, pick you up at your door, drop you off at your distinct location, and we'll pick you up and return you to your humble abode. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And of course the great state fair of Texas, which is you all supposedly on the auction blocks. If you had 100 of us ready to get ready with a little bit of money, I think we could get it, y'all. Well, 99 of y'all, I just pitch in some of the thoughts, some of the ideas, because I'm broke. But it is so good to wonder. United we stand, divided we fall. I love that sermon. I love that talk. I love that walk. And that's what we need to do, y'all. Unity in the community. Dialogue brings back affection and thoughts. Great kind thoughts. All of that in a bag of chips. But look out. My time is gone. And I'm going home. My little brother Whoopi says, black man gone. Black man out of here or something like that. But then I'm an old man. I'm just going to say, whoop the queen for that 15 because I'm out of here. I'm looking for a dumb little game, y'all. If I find y'all, I'm going to beat y'all down like a straw dog. So get ready, get set, go. That's me. I got 10 more seconds. I'm going to use it wisely. I put it in on the time that I use next time. Until then, y'all have a great evening, and thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and please enjoy a safe family trip to the State Fair of Texas. And it's all about Mr. ALW Wash, Al Wash at ALW Enterprises. Y'all be good. Thank you, and kiss, Dart. Holla.